here.
And that lets you save them.
Look here.
True form life.
Green look on.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tatia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tatia.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for checking out this show and being a part of our True Form Life community. Everything you do to contribute to the show through your downloads, shares, reviews, we certainly wouldn't be here without you. Now, today, I'm going to be talking about attacking your immune system. Instead of having your bugs and viruses and maybe bad bacteria affecting your immune system and attacking you, I'm going to talk about you attacking your immune system. So stay with me here. I'm going to be talking about staying hydrated, essential oils, fuel for your body, digestion and gut health, stress in our environment. I've got so many tips and takeaways. I know you're going to love it. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tatia.
All right, so let's get into the show here. I'm super excited. It seems like there's a bug going around. It seems like most people have some kind of issue, whether it's a nasal issue or whether it's some type of flu or bug. Whatever it is affecting a whole lot of people in our area. And I think this tends to happen. Like when some kind of bug or virus appears, it affects a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So we have to work towards strengthening our immune system, improving our health. Prevention is always the best way to go. If you prevent all the time, you never have to treat. Just think about that. You never have to have a treatment. And don't get me wrong, I don't mean never. I'm just saying if we always prevent, the treatment would be seldom. So we wouldn't have to, there'd only be one side of it. There's always some type of prevention. And then if we prevent, then there's less treatment. But if there's no prevention, then there's always treatment. And to me, it's a whole lot easier to prevent than it is to treat. So this show is going to be based around taking care of your body all the time so you can prevent instead of having to treat. See what I'm saying there? You get to see the word, my play on words. You get to prevent, or you have to treat. It's usually one or the other. And to me, prevention is a whole lot easier and a whole lot more pleasant. So the first tip I want to go over here is staying hydrated. Now I mention this quite often, and I think it's something that's highly overlooked, if you will. So many times we don't think about how dehydrated we are during the day. So let's say we wake up and have a coffee. Well, a coffee is a diuretic, so it's actually taking away liquid or hydration or fluids from our body. So by having coffee, we're actually dehydrating ourselves. So you have to go look at 2-to-1. And most people don't do this, especially if you're a coffee drinker. Most coffee drinkers just drink coffee and very little water. At least that's my experience when I run into someone that talks about how they love coffee and how much coffee they drink. So if you're drinking a huge bucket of coffee in the morning, I did say bucket, you're going to have to drink double that of water throughout the day. And so you have to double it. So if you have 2 cups of coffee in the morning, then you need 4 cups of water. Same thing all day long. So if you're drinking 6 cups of coffee, you need at least 12 cups of water just to offset the coffee. And then you have to dehydrate yourself. So pay attention to things like diuretics. I don't think we really notice how detrimental diuretics could be to our health. So make sure you're paying attention to the types of liquids you're putting in your body. Same thing with like sugar, for example. Like if you're having Coke or Pepsi or Gatorade, those all have sugar in them. They're not actually hydrating us. They're not improving our health. Those types of things are taking away from our health. So if we're drinking those types of substances, we have to drink more water. And I highly recommend just drink some filtered water. If you can find spring water, drink spring water, but drink filtered water. You know, sometimes people say, I don't like water. Well, many times people aren't drinking filtered water or clean water. So I've actually run into the issue where the water coming out of the tap actually smells bad. if you can imagine. It smells bad. That's before it's filtered. And I'm like, well, then I think to myself, no wonder people don't like to drink this water. It stinks. Who wants to drink something that smells bad? So, and then you can do little things as well. You can add herbs. You can add fruit. You can throw in one of the things we had a watermelon that was going bad. So I threw it in the blender, blended it up, and then put it in the ice trays. So I drop those in smoothies or in water, and it's a wonderful watermelon flavor because it's real watermelon. So think of those little drops, those flavor drops. Look at the ingredients that have 25 different ingredients on the back of those little bottles. Don't drop those into your water. Those are toxic substances that put more stress onto your body. So stay away from them. We're going to get into essential oils and then food for fuel for your body. I just went over staying hydrated. I want to talk briefly about essential oils. There's all kinds of different essential oils. I'm not going to recommend any brand, name brand, or one in particular. Well, let me contradict myself here. There's a couple of them, like Thieves, for example. That's super cool. Like, I really like to put that on a diffuser. There's oregano. You can put that on your feet. I know this sounds a little crazy to some people that aren't into essential oils, but trust me, once you get into them, they're like a small obsession. There's a whole lineup in my bathroom of all kinds of different ones. I'm not one of those people that say I live and breathe by essential oils. I just think it's a small thing that we can do to improve our health. And just little things like you can get the food grade, the better quality types of essential oils. And like lemon, for example, we just talked about hydration and water. You can put a lemon drop in your water. You can put orange drops in your smoothie if you want an orange flavor. So they're not just for health, but I would highly recommend. They have all like lavender for sleep, for example. There's a long list of essential oils. And I would suggest just picking up a book or trying one or two, put on a diffuser in your house and see how that goes. It's really relaxing. It could even help you sleep. So have a look at different essential oils to help improve your health and attacking your immune system. Maybe some oregano. I really like it. It's so powerful. When I'm not feeling well, I take a little drop in water. Woo-wee. That is some powerful stuff. All right, so let's get into fuel for your body, which is food, of course. Most of you that are frequent true formers, a part of our community here, you know I love to talk about food. And the bottom line is it's so important. We need to put quality foods in our body. If we put low quality foods in our body, like processed foods, for example, that puts more stress on our body. That tears down our immune system. It makes us weak, which means it makes us vulnerable for any types of viruses to come in and take over our body. So pay attention to the processed food. Processed food are those products that have all kinds of different ingredients in the back. They start off with sugar. Sugar is a toxic substance. Those types of substances weaken our body again. So pay attention to those processed foods, especially when we're looking to prevent, especially when we're trying to fight something off or if there's some kind of virus going around the area that we're living in. We have to pay attention and make a better effort and put better quality foods in our body. So for example, you're looking at produce, you're looking at foods that is the ingredient, not foods that has ingredients. So stay to the outside of the aisle, buy fresh products. Have smoothies in the morning. Have smoothies in the afternoon. Make yourself a good quality stir fry. Start counting the colors on your plate instead of calories. That's a great thing to go by. I love it. I just kind of thought of it. I put an Instagram post up and I got all kinds of different comments of, I said, I hashtag count colors instead of calories. And I didn't even know that was a thing. There was a whole bunch of different hashtags of people doing the same thing. I thought I was a genius and thought of it myself, but unfortunately, I didn't. Someone else thought of it. But just look at the different colors on your plate. Just think about, for example, processed food. They're usually gray or beige or dark, like processed crackers or chips or pastries. Those aren't living. Those don't have enzymes. They're not alive and breathing and giving you life. They're not feeding life into your body and protecting your immune system. They're taking away. So when you look at food to fuel your body, look for bright, colorful foods. And please stop counting calories. The next subtopic here is fermented foods. Again, many of you know I'm a big fermented foods fan. I've got them all lined up on my counter. That's how much I love them. I have all kinds of different batches. There's so many different things you can do with them. I actually made a SCOBY from a ginger bug. I didn't even know you could do that. I took my ginger bug out after like 2 weeks just because I was messing around experimenting. And there was a SCOBY on top. Crazy. So that's a little obsession of mine. It's fun and it's healthy. So look at different fermented foods. Like we can do fermented drinks. You can buy them at the grocery store now. Personally, I would choose to make my own. First of all, because it's cheaper. And second of all, because it's more, I think it's more potent. For example, I think it's more health orientated. The ones at the grocery store, they're more about flavor. They're more about commercialization. I'm not saying all of them are. I'm just saying that if you have the opportunity, it's super easy to make your own. You might have a friend that has a SCOBY or kefir grains. You can get one. They call it the mother, the little gross looking floaty thing in a fermented food drink you buy at the store. You can take that out and grow your own. I've done that. So if you're not passionate as I am, then just go ahead and start somewhere. Go buy them at the grocery store. Talk to your friends about it. It's kind of funny how, you know, fermented foods work. I've given a number of them out. Everyone that has gotten them from me, give them out to their friends. So it's just a cool thing to talk about and watch them grow and multiply. I don't know. It's an odd type of thing, but it's fun. Just find different ways to improve your gut health. It's so important. Many of you know I recommend Purodyme. I do have a landing page, purodyme.com/DrewTadia. They actually give you 10% off if you enter in my first name, DREW. And that's again, if you're not going to make your own, look for a good quality company or supplement to help improve your gut health because it's so important. You know, much of our immune system resides in our gut. So for those that are not feeling well often or always have a fever or under the weather or sick, whatever it is, a lot of that has to do with your diet. We need to understand that because many times people say, oh, I eat just fine. But then they're not feeling well every 2 weeks. And most people, and trust me when I say most, because this is what I do for a living, for a profession, I talk to people about food and they say, oh, my food's pretty good. And then you look at what they're eating or what they're drinking, and it's not pretty good. It's the exact opposite. But pay attention to fermentation. So many things you can do with fermented foods. You can eat kimchi, for example. They have sauerkraut, good quality raw sauerkraut that needs to be stored in the fridge. You can get miso soup. That's the only soy product that I would recommend. So just pay attention to different fermented foods to improve your health. All right, we're going to take a short break here, but when I come back, we're going to talk about teas briefly. I'm going to talk about rest and then stress in your environment. So don't go anywhere. Be right back on Exploring Mind and Body. Sometimes a show once a week or even twice a week just isn't enough. So if you want more content, if you want to know more about what we're doing at True Form Life, you can find us on Facebook. We're on there posting at least twice a day in the morning and the evening. That's at facebook.com/TrueFormLife. Or on Instagram, that's kind of my favorite platform. I like to post my food pictures and some of the activities that I do, maybe hiking or whatever that may be. And that's just at Drew Taddea on Instagram and then Twitter as well. That's at True Form Life. So we're highly active. We'd love to connect with you. So find us on your social media platform and let us know how you're enjoying our show. All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body. Today I'm talking about attacking your immune system, having that strong immune system to fight off those bugs that are floating around. Everybody's not feeling well, but you're strong and healthy because you followed these tips. We talked about hydration, essential oils, food for fueling your body, gut health. I want to touch on tea here briefly. Tea, for example, in a past show I did liquids to improve your health. Tea is a big one. Pay attention to different teas. Tea can help you sleep. They can act as a decongestant. They can help your immune system. As soon as I'm not feeling well, or even when there's a lot of people not feeling well in the area, I go straight to tea. I start with reishi tea. Then I add goji berries. Ginger's a big one. These are going to help improve your immune system. Natural unpasteurized honey from your area is going to improve your immune system. So is lemon. It's alkalizing. It also tastes good. There's many different health benefits. I throw all this in tea and I drink it all day long for a week if I have to, till I feel 100%, till everyone else is feeling better so no bugs creep in. So pay attention to different teas. This is a very important liquid to improve your immune system. A big one here is stress. the stress in our environment. I have to talk about stress because everything stems from stress. When you're stressed out, your immune system is weaker. If you're having a hard time at work with a coworker, with your boss, if you're having some issues at home, understand that your immune system is weaker at this point, which makes it easier for something to creep in and attack your immune system, and to get, that's where we get that common cold from. It doesn't come from walking outside without a jacket. I know that's what mom or grandma used to say. It's not true. It's not true. What happens is our immune system is compromised in some way, and then those little bugs creep in and they take over, and that's what makes us sneeze and are nasally and not sleep and congested. So all these little tips are going to add up to a strong, powerful immune system. So pay attention to your stressful environment. Address it. Talk to your coworker. Talk to your boss. Talk to your spouse about living a healthy lifestyle, or about cleaning up the dishes after they're done, or helping prepare food. Whatever that may be, whatever's stressing you out, that needs to be addressed. Otherwise, it's just going to keep wearing your immune system down. And, you know, we have to find different ways to find stress-free lives. And that begins with exercise. Find an exercise program. If you're not going to work, go to the gym, work out at home. Start healthy habits. We have a fantastic healthy habits routine that we just designed. It's 10 days. It starts you out with doing absolutely nothing to doing 10 different things a day that all create healthy habits. So you can head over to trueformlife.com for more details there. But that's just something small you can do. Do one thing a day. Get up 10 minutes early and do some breathing exercises. A great way to release emotions, clear your head, and help your immune system as well. Do some ab workouts in the morning, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. All you have to do is start that healthy routine. Lay your clothes out in the morning earlier, like before you go to bed. Pack your lunch the night before so you're not tempted to go with your coworker to a fast food joint. All these are going to help your immune system and help you stay strong when the weather's not great, when everyone else isn't feeling well, or maybe it's flu season. A big one is fresh air. That's difficult. Fresh air is difficult to come by, especially if you live in a cold area. So make sure that you're doing everything you can to get fresh air. Crack a window if you can, if it's not too cold. Just do some extra walking when the weather permits. Sometimes you can park further away. Sometimes you can walk to the grocery store. You can even walk to work. Many times we don't think about these things, but fresh air is a big one that's really going to help us out. We did talk about processed food briefly when I mentioned food to fuel your body. Now understand that processed food is going to do the exact opposite, especially when we're not feeling well. We need to focus on putting better quality foods in our body. So if you take a green smoothie, for example, let's get crazy and just say what part of your morning routine is having a green smoothie. So a nice little green smoothie recipe might be celery, cucumber, cilantro, parsley, mint. You throw all those together with some ginger and lemon. Just think about how fueling that is to your body. All those little phytonutrients are making your body explode with energy and life, and you feel fantastic. But the thing is, we can't get past the sight of green. I don't entirely understand that just because it's green. You can throw some blueberries in there. That's going to sweeten it up a bit. You can throw a beet in there to make it red. That's another vegetable. And if you need it sweeter, you can throw a slice of pineapple in there or a green apple. That's going to make it green. I mean, that's going to make it green though. So you might want to go with a pineapple to make it a little bit more yellow. A beet's going to change the color. But I have a hard time getting past why people aren't going to drink it just because it's green. If it's flavored, just try an apple. Try a full apple. Then try 3/4 of an apple. Then a half an apple so you can wean yourself off. That's sugar. I mean, that's a better quality sugar, but it's still sugar. So for example, I would like you to try 100% green vegetables instead of adding sugar to it, because there's so many different other substances of sugar throughout the day. But that's something that could get you going. So instead of having a coffee in the morning, you get addicted to a green smoothie. Personally, I love a green smoothie. I look forward to it in the morning. I can't wait to have it. I know that sounds a little crazy to some. But just think about how you can change your habits. We talked about a 10-day healthy habit routine. What can you do for 10 days to help improve your immune system, to help improve your health? And once you figure that out, you'll be so much stronger. Everyone else isn't going to be feeling well around you, and you're going to be feeling fantastic. All right, we're going to take one more commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to wrap everything up. and get you well on your way to attacking your immune system instead of having it compromised and being attacked itself. Be right back on Exploring Mind and Body.
This is David Hermita from the great state of Texas. Stay right there. We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body.
All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body. Today we're talking about attacking your immune system. So we're taking action towards. We're not sitting back. We're not waiting to be attacked. We're on the offense here, and we're taking over. And some of the things that we've talked about is all about prevention. So think of all the things that we've been doing before you're not feeling well. I know it's easy to say, hindsight is always 20/20. But if you look at the things that we can do to strengthen our immune system before we're not feeling well, we can do these things every day. So we're not as susceptible to getting ill or not feeling well or, you know, all the other viruses that are going around that people are feeling. We can fight those off. So we talked about staying hydrated. It's so important to stay hydrated. Keep your body fueled. Keep your body full of liquids and quality fluids that are going to help flush out toxins and prevent us from not feeling well. Look at green smoothies, good quality water, smoothies. I love carrot juice, for example. I talked about a past show. You can go to exploringmindandbody.com/5liquids for optimal health. I did talk briefly about essential oils. That's going to be important as well, just because every little thing makes a difference. You can use essential oils as for flavoring, for your immune system, for a better smell or a better aroma in the air, all kinds of different things. If you get a little diffuser, you can put it next to your bed. You can put it in the kitchen. Put your diffuser next to a salt lamp, and you got a nice zen atmosphere almost instantly. Then we talked about food to fuel your body. We have gut health, so very important to pay attention to what we're putting in our body and what can fight off these bacteria, these diseases, these things that, when I say diseases, I mean disease that is putting on our body. So we look at gut health. The fermented foods mean so much. A good portion of our immune system resides in our gut. So if you're not feeling well on a consistent basis, understand that it has a lot to do with what you're putting in your body or what you're not putting in your body. So look at fermented foods. And then back to when I talked about staying hydrated, don't forget about different types of teas. They can help heal your body as well. You must get rest. Rest is a big one. And we need to get enough sleep to heal our body. This is so important. Many times we say, oh, I only need a few hours of sleep. It's not true. Our minds and bodies will be so much better off if we have at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep. No, I'm not talking about 12 hours of sleep. And I'm not talking about sleeping in after you had a late night of drinking beer and pizza. I'm talking about having good quality sleep because your body needs to rest and heal, especially when you're not feeling well and especially when you're preventing and trying to avoid not feeling well. So get yourself into a routine in the evening. Put some nice, easy listening music on. Turn the TV off. Get rid of the phone. Get rid of the electronics in the bedroom. Your bedroom should be zen-like. It should be nice. It should be relaxing. Should be some calming music, maybe a diffuser. You got a salt lamp. You got a nice relaxing book, not a business book or not an action book, and not a blasting TV. All these are going to help improve your sleep habits. I talked about a stressful environment. So important to pay attention to who is adding stress in your life. And whoever it is, you need to talk to them. You need to avoid them. You need to cut them out of your life. Whatever it is, it's so important to pay attention to that stress level in our environment because it has so much to do with our outcome. What's the funny thing is most of us know that the five people that we spend the most time with influence us the most. That's who we're most like. And many times those are people that we don't even like. So pay attention to that. And we need to move away. If those people are holding you down, if they're holding you back, weighing you down, pay attention to that because they've got to go somewhere or another. Fresh air, depending on what kind of weather you live in or what kind of atmosphere it is outside, get as much fresh air as possible. That's really going to help your immune system. Avoiding processed food is a big one. Earlier I just said not only what you're putting in your body, but what you're not putting in your body. But pay attention to those processed foods, sugary, alcohol, tobacco, all those things. They keep you up late at night. They're detrimental to your health. They weaken your immune system. It's important to pay attention to those. One little tip that I missed was echinacea. Echinacea is a nice little herbal supplement that you can add to a little smoothie. You can add it to water. That's going to help your strengthen your immune system. I want to talk about conventional medicine just briefly. Personally, I would recommend doing whatever you can to avoid conventional medicine. I'm just talking about like the things that, you know, popping pills whenever we have like a little headache, or as soon as your nose starts to run, you pop some pills. I mean, there's so many things that we can do in prevention on a regular basis. Now, I'm not saying going against your doctor's recommendations. I'm not saying to avoid the things that maybe you're at a point that you need. All I'm saying is that if we look at food, if we look at hydration, if we look at our stressful environment, we don't always have to be going to the pharmacy and getting as many prescriptions as possible. That's not something we don't have to do if we look at prevention in other areas. And the last thing I want to mention is mind over matter. Just because everyone else around you isn't feeling well doesn't mean you have to be like, oh, I'm not going to feel well either. Or someone sneezes, so you're like, oh, I'm going to get that too now. You have to have a strong mind. Believe in yourself. Believe in the things that you're doing in prevention on a regular basis. Believe in your health. Because I'm telling you, if you just say, well, I'm going to get that, then you are. I think Henry Ford said, whether you are or you aren't, you're right every time. Whether you believe you can, and if you believe you can't, you're right. So believe in yourself, believe in the things that you're doing, and believe that you can stay strong during an unhealthy season, during people around you. There's little things that you can do that you will constantly do to avoid those issues, avoid those sleepless nights, that congestion, those headaches. These things, by preventing on a regular basis, you can avoid. So you have to believe in yourself first before that happens. All right, let's wrap this up one more time so you know exactly what we went over and how you can attack your immune system. First of all, we're going to work on prevention. Remember that it's easier to prevent than it is to treat. So always think about prevention. If you have that mindset, I think we'll be so much better off moving forward. And now we're attacking our immune system. Instead of laying back, instead of playing defense, we're playing offense. We're going to work towards attacking our immune system personally from the inside out the best that we can. So first of all, we're going to stay hydrated. Remember that diuretics all take away liquids from our body. So if we're going to have anything like coffee, for example, or anything with refined sugar, understand that we have to put extra water into our body. It's important to stay hydrated at all times. Next, there's other little tools and suggestions. Like I mentioned, echinacea not too long ago, essential oils or something that can help benefit your immune system as well. Just put on a little diffuser and see how beneficial that can be, just having it on in your house and in your home to prevent all the time, not just when you're not feeling well. You can put it next to your bed. You can put it in the kitchen when you're getting ready for some prep food or whatever that is. Just have it on so it's nice and relaxing, and understand that's a small tool that we can use to improve our health and protect our immune system. Food to fuel your body is a big one. As always, I always talk about food. It's so important to prevent with good quality foods. Now, before I said, look at the foods that we're putting in our body. Look at the colors on our plate instead of counting calories. So count colors on your plate instead of calories. I love that. Have a wide array of different beautiful, bright colors on your plate, and you can start counting those instead of the calories that are going in your body. We have rest, environment, get some fresh air, avoid processed foods, all very, very important when it comes to protecting your immune system. All right, so thank you so much for being here. Let's wrap this up and get you on with your day. All right, I'm going to let you go on that. I want to thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you being a part of our True Form Life community through your downloads, shares, telling your friends, everything you're doing to make this show what it is. I couldn't be more grateful. We're growing to a place where I never thought was I never imagined. You know, we're nationally syndicated across Canada. We have podcast listeners from all over the world. It's absolutely incredible. And again, I couldn't be here without you. I wouldn't be here without you. I'm going to leave you with that. If you're interested in more details as to what we do, head over to trueformlife.com. We have all kinds of tips and information. We have a free 10-day fitness challenge. We have a monthly membership. We have a brand new 10-day healthy habits challenge. We have a 7-day detox. A lot of these things are free just to help you out, just like this show. And then we have paid products if you want more as well. So again, head over to trueformlife.com for more details. All these past shows are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.